This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, hello everybody, and thank you for joining the first call of the Charter Drafting Group. This is Fahad Babaina from ICANN. Please, well, I have some slides to actually share with you, but before I dive into the slides, for those of you who are not using your microphones, please mute your line just to avoid any noise. So running through the slides, I just created some quick slides really, just to give some information on the current Charter Development Group, and just give some brief history about the previous Middle East Strategy Working Group, and I will not be spending much time here. So the Charter Development Group, or the Charter Drafting Group, actually consists of 35 community members. They all hail from 12 different countries. They represent all stakeholder groups. And actually, six members are members of the current Middle East strategy. And just to differentiate between the current strategy and the new strategy, the current strategy, which actually concludes on June 30th, 2016, is called the Middle East strategy, while the new strategy will be called the Middle East and adjoining countries strategy. Of course, we will be supporting you as ICANN staff. ICANN GSE Middle East staff will be supporting this whole initiative. So the work method of the Charter Drafting Group, we will be having weekly calls. We have fixed Wednesday, 12 p.m. UTC, for the group to have this teleconference call for 1 hour. So this is the first meeting. Next Wednesday, we will be having another meeting. And of course, based on the timeline we shared with you previously, we hope that we can end this work by April, by the end of April, which is like less than 2 weeks from now. Of course, we have a dedicated mailing list where we are sharing information, and the group is actually exchanging information. So anyone on the call who hasn't received any emails via this mailing list, please write to me after the call, and I'll look into it. Of course, the group also asked that we have a Google Docs document, which we have actually uploaded to the URL that is shown on the screen. I can see that actually many people are accessing this file and actually editing the content of the file. Of course, again, if you have any troubles with that, with this, with accessing this file, please write to me, and I'll look into it as well. Some quick history about the current Middle East Strategy Working Group. So the current Middle East Strategy Working Group actually consists of 22 members. When the group was developed, there was no charter group or charter drafting group to actually develop a charter. So the Middle East Strategy Working Group was actually created in a simpler manner. It was an open invitation for anybody to join. It was a three-year, of course, the mandate of the Middle East Strategy Working Group was to develop a strategy for 3 years. The group also had three different face-to-face meetings. Of course, ICANN staff were responsible for executing the strategy, but we did that in close collaboration with the Strategy Working Group, and we kept updating them on quarterly basis, either via emails or even sometimes having teleconference calls when the need arises. The Middle East strategy was executed over 3 years, and of course each year started on July, simply because ICANN's fiscal year starts on July 1st. At the end of every annual action plan, we would review and assess what was delivered as part of the strategy, and we would actually post it on the dedicated wiki space. So you can see here, three links. One link actually shows the email archive that the Middle East Strategy Working Group members exchanged. Another link is for the different meetings and teleconference calls. You'll find here slides and MP3 recordings of different calls. And then the last link actually shows the different documents, whether the strategy document or even the annual implementation plans, and of course the annual implementation plan review and assessment. Now, I just felt that, I mean, we felt that this presentation would kind of set the scene for the call. Does anybody have any questions, any comments, anything to add? Okay. Does anybody want to speak?
Fahad, this is
okay. Bahad. Yes, Bahad, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you for the introduction and welcome everyone. Maybe for the discussion or the purpose of this call, I'd like to see the discussion focus on the current Google document that people have already started editing in. I'd like to hear from the group how they intend to organize themselves around this this task. I guess this is a very sort of specific task. It's limited to developing a charter for the coming strategy working group, and we aim to finalize this task within the next couple of weeks. So it's not a huge task, but it's very important and requires effort by our community members. So I'd like to hear from them how do they intend to work on this. Thank you.
Okay, Manal, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Fahd. Can you hear me?
Yes, Manal, we can hear you. Go ahead, please.
Okay. Actually, initially, I raised my hand to ask about the agenda for this call and whether we're going to go through the charter section by section, or what's the plan. So it is more or less along the lines of what Beher has just mentioned. I do apologize for the last-minute edits or drafts that was inserted in the document. I had an issue editing in the Google Doc that was just sorted this morning, so I tried to put my very initial self-brainstorming in the document to trigger the discussion, and I can see that others also have inserted their drafts as well. So unless we have a specific agenda for this call, I would say that maybe we can go very quickly section by section and see how people, what people want to see under this section and whether the current draft grasps what they have in mind or not. But anyway, let's see what other colleagues would say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Manal. Hadia, you're next.
Okay, thank you. First I would like to agree with Manal to proceed with the charter and maybe discuss the items. But I have a question regarding editing the Google Doc. In the beginning, I apologize because I did not see the hint or the note up there that said that you should work in suggesting mode. So I just worked in editing mode. I would like to ask, how would this proceed? We will be editing in a suggesting mode, and then these modes will, and then it will be accepted by Fahd or by Baher, or how is the whole editing thing going to proceed?
Okay, thank you, Hadia. So we actually have a comment by Fuad who says, why go through the charter section by section? We can simply work on Google Docs and everyone can add their comments, leaving the document to be later improved by ICANN staff. Abahir, would you like to answer the question raised by Manal and Hadia?
Well, I think it's really up to the group to decide, you know, whether they want to go section by section now or they want to discuss the methodology of work and then leave, you know, discussion about, you know, the content itself to leave this to take place online. Now, I guess, I'm not sure, but I guess there are some people on this call who have been a part of similar efforts in the past, efforts, I mean, developing charters for working groups, and they can, you know, share their experiences and tell us how they used to do this. I'm not an expert in this area. I'm sure others are, so I'd like to hear from them.
Thank you, Bahar. Manal, you're next.
Thank you, Fad. Just to clarify my point, I don't mind at all that we don't go through the charter section by section. My point was that when I was trying to fill under the different sections, I had so many questions whether those parts are relevant or not. For example, is this group mandated only to update a three-year strategy or also to find or to put a mechanism for periodical reviews, for example? And other things also that I have already inserted with question marks or between square brackets. But again, this suggestion is only if we don't have another agenda for the call. If we have a more important agenda for the call, I'm happy to go with the agenda and have this discussion online, definitely. Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. So I mean, one of the things that the group might want to agree upon is how will the group tackle this whole document? Would the group, for example, like to break themselves into smaller subgroups, and each subgroup would tackle one, let's say, title of the document, or would you all, I mean, I don't know, it seems, I mean, the initial sense here is that the group is not fully in favor of everybody just accessing the document and adding text, I mean, as and when they want. Any thoughts here?
And maybe okay, Hadia. To build on what you just said, so it's not only about editing the document, because you know anyone can make edits in the document. The thing is, a discussion has to take place, whether on this call or online, again, on how the group intends to reach consensus on the, you know, content of this document, that is the charter. So some discussion needs to happen. It's not only about, you know, each one inserting text in the document. You know, discussion needs to take place. Is this something the group intends to do during the calls? And, you know, the calls only happen once a week, and we only have a couple of weeks. So I guess much of the work will be done on the mailing list. But again, I'd like to hear from the group what their plan is.
Okay, Hadia, you can go ahead.
Okay, yes, so I would like to make two comments here. First, on working on subgroups, I guess if we're talking about the charter itself, it's very difficult to work in subgroups on a charter because it's all one document, totally related. So if you're talking about subgroups with regard to the charter, so definitely, no, I think we should be all working on all the items of the charter, if I understood you right. The second thing regarding the how are we going to edit, well, my previous experience in working with, of course, definitely not with ICANN, but on strategic plans using Google Docs, that usually what happens that people either sit together or discuss in any form each item. Sort have reached a consensus on the broad lines, after which they start editing in the Google document. And usually everyone puts a suggestion, and then there is moderator or coordinator, if you will, that will look into all the suggestions, maybe comment or discuss the suggestion with the one who did it, and then finally he's the person that updates or does the final edit to the Google Doc. And I'm just saying that this is how it might work. I don't know if I was clear, but yeah. If you want me to elaborate or anything, yeah, I can.
Hadia, if you would like to elaborate, you could go ahead.
Okay, it's just basically what I said, that we would have a discussion, but apparently we passed this discussion phase. So currently we are all putting suggestions out there on the Google document. And we would continue to put our suggestions, and then maybe Fahd, you would start discussing these suggestions with each and every one of us, and we can also discuss these suggestions with each other. And then, after agreeing on a certain suggestion, you are the one that edits it or puts it in the document.
Okay, so we have a comment from Michael Ogian. He says, just a second. I can speak briefly about the editing. I'm not sure how much I will be able to personally contribute to the content, but I currently work as an editor and will edit the document for grammar and readability toward the end when it's more final. Okay, thank you, Michael. We have a comment. We have a raised hand from Walid. Walid Saqaf, please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Fahd. First of all, I'd like to apologize for not contributing enough to the charter. But I'd say that we have a very experienced group here, including the six members who had been working on the working group itself in the last three years. And so I think if we follow some sort of inductive approach through which their experiences from implementing and working on the ground could actually feed into the formulation of a charter that is more or less compatible, because I checked templates of various charters across all over the web, including those at ICANN, and they were too broad. I mean, they were quite somewhat too general, and many of them extremely administrative in nature. If that is what we are supposed to do, then it's a totally different ball game, because then you work on hours and timings and procedures for involving people and sacking, resignation, and all sorts of administrative tasks. So it's still not so clear to me as to the direction that we should be focusing on.
Thank you, Walid. So we have some comments made by Fuad, and he says we are seeking a way to govern ourselves. And then he goes on to say you can reach a consensus near to the end of the activity. And then finally he says, once we have text there, ideas there, some sorting, and then we can definitely have a conference call that can work on finalization. And then we have Nadir Al-Araj, who says, my experience in drafting similar charter is to 1, accept all points, 2, assign someone to compile, 3, give it another round for comments, then finally 4, for approval. So I guess I mean, listening to your thoughts and reading the comments, I'm not sure. I mean, would the group like to tackle every let's say title separately and just kind of add in points there, and then me and Bahar can compile those points into text and then share it with the group?
Fad, I think you're breaking up. I'm not sure whether it's me or...
No, Fad, your line is breaking.
Yeah. No, you're still breaking up. Would you want to redial in again? Okay, let me carry on until you come back. So I see that there is support for Nadira's proposal on way forward. And then I'm trying to read the comments. Waleed is saying, is this a good way to look into the ICANN template here for guidance? Okay, Waleed is sharing some template. I'm not sure, Waleed, is this a different template from the one we're currently working on?
Yes, it is different. It's just for the GNSO lock domain name, so it's not directly involved in the next limit.
Okay, so let me suggest that we continue with the current template, because people already started working on the current template. However, this does not mean that, you know, if there is a proposal to add or delete some of the fields in this template, we can still do that. But let's, you know, instead of looking at an entirely different template, let's try to work on the one we have at hand and take it from there. I see another comment from Fouad. I have experience of developing and editing policy documents, but the case here is different. We need simple principles to govern us, nothing complicated. Community had once helped ICANN with the Middle East and adjoining countries strategy, so it can be done again and in a more organized manner. The current template is fine. Zachary is saying we can always build on, though the current one is simple and concise. And I tend to agree with Fouad and Zachary, to be frank. So, okay, moving forward and assuming, you know, we're going to follow Nadira's suggestion. Now, we still have 30 minutes on this call to discuss anything else. If there are specific suggestions on, you know, content, on the content of the document, if there are questions about something, again, related to how the group is going to work next. Our next call is scheduled for next Wednesday, which is a week from today. Hopefully by then the group will have put some text in the document, and then me and Fahad will work on sort of you know, moderating it or enhancing it before the next call. But again, from now till then, unless you guys help us with your input, we will have nothing much to do as, you know, as moderators. So any specific questions or suggestions?
Thank you, Bahad. So actually, Fouad asks a question, and he says, kindly share with us the scope of the MEAC strategy and what is expected from the community. And he continues to say so that it can help defining the working group's scope.
I'm not sure I get this question right. So, Fuad, are you talking about the current strategy, the one that, you know, you were part of? So you mean that we just distribute the scope of the strategy with the group, or you're talking about something else? The new strategy scope. Well, I guess the new strategy scope is, I mean, there are two things. Well, my understanding is that one of the things this charter group is going to define is the scope of the working group that will work on the strategy, the scope of the strategy working group. Okay? So that's one thing. Now, the scope of the strategy itself and what the new strategy will sort of, you know, explore or look at, my understanding is that this is something the strategy working group will be looking at. But that's my sort of understanding.
Okay, Hadia, go ahead.
Can I?
Yes, please,
yes,
go ahead,
Hadia. I totally agree with Baher that right now it's only the it's the charter, but then what's in the strategy, it's up to the strategy working group to decide upon. So I don't think that even we now can discuss it, because we will be directly putting input into their work.
Thank you, Hadia. Fuad goes on to say, because I was thinking about using the success of the past strategy to evolve the new one. So Fuad, I mean, Baher and Hadia covered it all. I mean, the mandate of this current group is just to define how the Middle East strategy work, the new strategy working group will look like. Of course, the new strategy working group, once it's seated, they will decide how the strategy will look like, and if they wish to build on the success of the previous strategy, it's really up to them. Okay. Okay, Hadia, please go ahead.
I don't know if it's right to discuss this or not, but I don't know if we have a consensus about the what are the focus areas that what do you want to focus on in our next work, in our what do we want this group to focus on? For example, I wrote some posts, some of them like understanding the needs of the region, or trying to understand what challenges are facing the region. But maybe everyone here can like think out loud of what he sees or regards as the main focus areas or main strategic strands that they believe that the working group should be mandated with. I don't know even if you want to discuss this now, but yeah, it's just if we have time.
So, Hadi, just to be clear on your question, are you referring to the new strategy or the new strategy working group?
No, I'm referring actually to the charter that we're drafting right now. And in the charter, we have to sort of define an objective for the working group that's going to be working on the next strategy, right? And obviously speaking, we can say that the mandate is to develop a 3-year strategic plan and put a full stop there. But alternatively, we could also say that we would like to them to develop a 3-year strategic plan, and we have those areas to focus on. So I don't know which way everyone thinks we should go.
Okay, this is Baher here, and again, that's my personal views. And to answer your question, Hadia, I guess it's the former. I mean, it's, you know, the mandate is to develop a strategy, and in telling the working group what to do, you know, the charter basically, you can say that in order to develop the strategy, you need to work according to this methodology. You need to review the previous strategy to learn from successes and failures, as Fouad suggested. You need to do this and that. But I don't think it's up to this charter working group to mandate the new strategy working group with specific items. Those items could be objectives or areas of work, projects, initiatives, etc., to mandate them with such items from the beginning, because this is something they, as a strategy working group, will have to deliberate and decide upon. So to your question, I think it's the objective is clear, developing a strategy, but of course you can elaborate on, you know, as I said, on the how on this development, but not the what, or not the details of the strategy.
Any other comments? Okay, Nabil, please go ahead.
Maher, can you please clarify your last point? I did not understand well what you were saying.
I was replying to Hadia's question, and Hadia's question was she was trying to get feedback from the group on how they see the scope of this charter working group, and she gave the example of, you know, the objective, for example, the objective of the defining the objective or the mandate or the mission of the group, the strategy working group. So the example that she gave was whether the objective of this draft working group is to say that, you know, the strategy working group will work on develop a 3-year strategy for the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, or to add to that and say, in doing so, they need to explore these areas, or they need to do this, or they need to do that. And my answer, based on my understanding, was that this group, as a charter working group, will set the mandate of the strategy working group in defining their scope of work, how they're going to work, timelines, whether they need to look into reviews, into KPIs, etc. But they should not, in my view, get into the areas of the strategy that is yet to be developed. For example, the charter working group will not ask the strategy working group to look into IDNs, for example. It's up to the strategy working group to say whether IDNs is something to include in the coming strategy or not.
Okay, Hadia, you raise your hand. Go ahead.
Yes, I totally agree with Baher that, to be specific, this is not what I meant. And yes, I meant it in a broader sense, that we say that we are going to, they are going to develop a 3-year strategic plan. But do we stop here just by this? I agree also that that also said that in addition to saying that they are going to develop a strategic plan, we can say, of course, that you can use the previous, the outcomes or the achievements or the reviews of the previous strategic plan. However, without getting into any details, we can say, for example, you have to sort of tackle the DNS ecosystem in the region. You have to understand the needs of the region. And these are really broad, very broad statements that don't identify their work or don't tell them exactly what to do, but tell them, like, you can focus on whatever you want, but still, these are areas that you need to focus on as well, which is like the ecosystem, which is like understanding the needs of the region. So that was my question. It was not getting into the specifics, but it was still being broad. But like, tell them, don't forget these areas as well.
Yeah, thank you, Hadia. So it seems that, I mean, hearing from what folks spoke and reading the community chat room, I think the group is in consensus and kind of things are getting more clear that the mandate of the charter drafting group is really just to define the work modalities of the new strategy working group. Now, once the working group is seated, the charter drafting group more or less gets dissolved. And the new strategy group will actually start working on defining the new strategy for the region. So yes, I mean, I guess putting it in a different context, the charter drafting group has a really short mandate. So maybe once you guys deliver the final document to us, the group just dissolves. And once we issue a new call for a new strategy working group, I mean, anybody interested can actually join that group. Any further comments? Okay, so Fuad says, Bahir clearly introduced us to the scope of this working group. One thing we can discuss is the mission. I added something to the template and we can build upon these. The needs of the region can be shifted into the actual strategy working group. The work of this group is to define the modalities. The new strategy group will need to take into account the diverse needs and reflect them in the future strategy group. Okay, Hadia, you have a question, I guess.
Oh, no, I just forgot to lower my hand.
Oh, okay. So I can see some people actually typing in the chat room. And just to remind us all, I mean, you can all speak directly into the microphone, so you have your... microphones enabled from my side. Okay, since there are no further comments or no further discussions, I mean, I would like to suggest the following. Anybody wants to speak? Okay, no. I'm not sure. Go ahead. Okay, so there are a couple of unmuted lines. I mean, if you're not speaking into the line, can you please just mute your line? Because there's a lot of noise here, actually. Okay, so I'd like to suggest, I mean, as a next step, and if the group is not in agreement on this, you can just disagree. So what I'd like to suggest is to clean up the Google Docs document. Just remove everything in there and just leave the first section on background on the Middle East strategy. And then each member could actually add in as points, as bullet points, whatever they think on every section. So would that be a plan moving forward? Yes, Manal. So I mean, I'll clear all the text in there. Okay, so some people seem to agree, some people are requesting that we add on to whatever is in the document. Okay, Manal, okay, Hadia, you can go first and then Manal. So Hadia, please.
Yeah, I would just like to elaborate. So if you clear all the stuff on the Google Doc, which, by the way, I agree on, then we will proceed by everyone will just put comments and not suggestions, right? This is what I understand. And then you will be compiling these comments.
Yes, that's correct, Hadia.
Okay.
Okay, Manal, your turn.
Thank you, Fad. In fact, I'm seeking clarification. I'm not sure I understand why are we doing this. I mean, I thought we've already brainstormed on the mailing list, and then we tried to fill in under the different sections in the Google Doc. So why deleting? Have I missed something in the discussion? I'm sorry.
No, Manal, you did not miss anything. It was just a suggestion from me, but it seems that the group is on different views on this. I'll just leave the text as is. The group can keep continuing to add text.
No, I mean, if we have good reason we can do this, I don't object, but I don't understand why. Is it better to have it bulletized, for example, or?
Yeah, so during at the beginning of this teleconference call, the group felt that if we can just add bullet points, and then, let's say the group adds the bullet points, and then we as ICANN staff convert these bullet points into text, that flows in a nice way, and then share this text with the group. And this was suggested by Nadira.
Some sections are already bulletized, so I was just reluctant to delete everything and start from scratch. So at least if we are going to do this, we can keep the text as is, start the bullets and then filling under them from the text we already have. I'm good with whatever the group agrees on. Thank you.
Okay, that's fine, Manal. I mean, we can leave the text. Okay, Fuad, you would like to go next.
Yeah. Hi, Fuad. Can you hear me?
Hello, Fuad. Yes, we can hear you. Please go ahead.
Okay. I would like to suggest that we keep what is already there in the document, and we continue to allow everyone to add their ideas. It doesn't matter whether they're coming in bulleted points or they're coming in text paragraphs, because everyone who edits the document has a different color applied to their text, so you clearly know that who's giving that document. Otherwise, we can also use our initials before the comments. So let the ideas flow in, let all the comments come in, and then on the next call, we can look at things which should come in the beginning and which could later on follow subsequently. So that would be a better approach because, you know, some parts, most of what we have in the template has already been agreed on the mailing list. So it would be a redundant activity if we delete all that and we bring in something new. So let's work with what we already have. Let's get the ideas in. Let's review those on the next call. Thank you.
Thank you, Fahad. Okay, Mohammed Al-Johari, go ahead. Mohammed Al-Gohari, would you like to go next?
Like to go next?
Okay, Manal, you can go next.
Okay, Manal, you can go next.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pa.
Okay. Maybe to satisfy both approaches, we can leave the document as is and continue the drafting. But also on the mailing list, we can agree on a set of bullet points that need to be satisfied under each section, agree on the bullet points, agree on their sequence or how they chronologically should be reflected in the charter, and make sure the drafting in the charter matches whatever we agreed on the mailing list, so that we can do both without revamping the whole document. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Manad.
May I speak now?
Please go ahead.
This is Nadira. Regarding Manal's suggestion, kind of it will lose kind of the focus, because I've been into discussing over an email, then discussing over the document, you lose track. If nobody's kind of moderating the discussions. So it's rather to stick up with the discussion, with the comments, with the bullets, with all any method of interacting with the document. It's just one place for discussion. It's much more effective. That's the point I want to make across. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Nadira. So Mohammed Al-Gohari says, okay, I wanted to say that we can change the contribution mode of everyone to suggestion mode. This should make Fuad's idea much easier. Then we can have another call to agree on converting the points to flowing text. And then Fuad says, I can help in organizing the content in the document as the ideas flow in. Okay, Hadia, go ahead.
Adam, please put me in the queue. I'm next.
Okay.
I agree that we need to decide whether to have them all as suggestions or comments or whatever. It's okay. We don't need to discuss the current situation. We can leave it as it is. But starting from now, I think we should agree whether we should all proceed with the suggestions mode or comments mode. Definitely not editing mode.
Okay, so Fuad goes on to say it's more productive to have ideas, suggestions, comments to construct the content of the document into a meaningful suggesting document. Bahri, you wanted to speak. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just have a question. I want to know whether we as staff, Adam, myself, are expected to do any sort of moderation before the next call. So people will continue to provide text into the document. We will be reading it, but question is if the group expects us to do any kind of, you know, editing, merging text, etc., before the next call.
Okay, Fuad, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Building upon what Bahir just said, I think the current need is to have the suggestions, comments, ideas in the document so that there is something we can hand over to some kind of responsibility we can hand over to the ICANN staff, because, you know, right now it's mostly an empty document. So having everyone's comments over there will help us understand, you know, where we're taking this document in the next fall. And then from that point onwards, we can all agree to some form of moderation by the ICANN staff in order to, like, control the flow, not control, but, like, manage the flow of the document. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Fahad. So we are, Hadia, go ahead.
I would just like to say that I think that editing should be done by only one person. That person being the moderator, being Fahd, being Baher, the real editing should be done by one person. And we all can add suggestions and comments.
Okay, thank you, Hadia. So I guess now the general consensus is to convert the document, to change the mode of the document from editing text to suggestions. And I guess that way people can just add in their suggestions, and then we as ICANN staff or maybe one of the group members can actually edit the document and just consolidate all the suggestions that have come in, and just jot it down as text. Is that something the group agrees to?
May I can comment again? I'm with Hadia. It's just because it's kind of gets messy, the document, seeing all the suggestions. It's better to have now clear text, somebody moderate it, and everybody's input will be as a comment. It will be more effective. So everybody even could have the discussion on the comments. We can discuss with each other on the comments themselves also. So it doesn't have the discussions goes into the body of the document. That's my point of view, and I'm ready to be open also to everybody. Comment.
Okay, thank you, Nadira. Fuad.
At this point, I wouldn't mind people putting in their suggestions because, you know, we come from very different regions all across the MEAC region. The way we explain things may be differing, maybe in contrast or maybe in, let's say, in an opposing language. But, you know, having everyone's suggestions and comments at least there for 1 week till the next call will help us understand the perspective or where people are coming from. Because if we tend to edit that process, we're going to hurt the whole process of, like, you know, me trying to understand what someone from the from Egypt is trying to say, or someone from Jordan is trying to say, or someone from Saudi Arabia is trying to say. So let them come in with their comments so that even those comments can be later on edited into some meaningful principles. Because, you know, we've been through all these deliberation processes at the IGF and through the policy mechanism. And one thing we always feel is that, you know, where somebody is giving solid text, there's no harm in someone also giving their comments and those comments later on being integrated into as policy principles. So my suggestion is that not to interfere with the text, the process of adding text at this moment. Let's let the ideas flow in. Ideas don't have to be in nature. They don't have to be, like, you know, very organized and optimized text. That can be done at a later stage. Let's take 1 week to get the ideas that everybody has. And then from the next call, once we have this whole big set of, you know, ideas and text together, then we can start the editing process together. And that can continue on the mailing list as well. And the Google Doc is for everyone to add something or everyone to suggest something. So I think that process should be in the form of free flow nature, instead of, you know, restricting that document. And that has worked for us in the past as well, and I'm sure it can work for us in the near future as well. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Fahd. So we are on the clock now. It's 1 p.m. UTC now, and I guess we need to wrap up the call. So I think the group... So I think the group is in agreement on one thing, that let everybody edit the document, let everybody add text however they wish to add, and that's fine. And one of the suggestions that was made is that each person who adds a paragraph can just include his initials or maybe his full name at the beginning of the paragraph so that everybody knows where to add.
Fahd, you're breaking up again. Okay, Fahad, I'm gonna carry on until you you come back, and I think we're gonna finish in 30 seconds. So let me. So Hadia, you have your hands up?
Yes, I guess we all agree on having comments and suggestions. I don't know why is it necessary for everyone to edit, because if he puts his view as a suggestion, it's good enough as having it edited. So I don't know what's the reason that we should keep on negotiating whether it should be editing comments and suggestions. Suggestions, comments are as good enough as editing.
Okay, so I think let's do this. I think the idea here is to allow everyone the opportunity to provide their views, whether in terms of text, whether in terms of bullet points, in terms of suggestions, comments, etc., and to get this process continue for the next week until we reconvene again on Wednesday, and then we will have a deeper discussion on the content of the document, something similar to what Manal wanted to do at the beginning of this call, because next week we anticipate to have more text and more ideas, etc. So let's keep the door open for any kind of input to come in during this week, and next Wednesday we'll have our second call, and we will go through all the sections one by one, trying to merge our thoughts and ideas, and then move to the next and hopefully the final step of finalizing document. And then we will have a discussion on who's going to edit and how the editing process will take place. So for now, till next week, door is open for any suggestions, comments, texts, etc., and we'll reconvene next Wednesday. If no further comments, I'd like to close the call because we've already passed the hour. So any further comments or questions?
Yeah, Bahar, just a quick comment, please, to the group. So just a quick request. Every person who has actually added text to the document, can you please go back to the document and just add your name right in front of every paragraph you added so that we know who added what? Thank you. Okay, so with no further comments, thank you everybody for joining the call. This was very productive. We look forward to seeing all your comments and thoughts on the document, and we'll speak to you next week. Thank you, and bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.